Rural County 4-H Achievement Days in Pukwana is underway, and my guest is Ingrid Thomas. She's a two-year member of the Dusty Trails 4-H Club. Ingrid, thanks so much for visiting with us today. How did you get started in 4-H?
Well, my parents wanted me to try it out, so I thought, okay, I'll just try it out. And after I tried it out, I'm like, ooh, this is fun. I should keep doing it since my sister's doing it, and it is really fun.
And, of course, Achievement Days is a busy time for you. Tell us about some of the exhibits you have here.
I have a copper rose, a tented gritty table. It's held up by tension. I have some photography, a happy dog. He's sitting looking happy. Daisy dog. She's really cute. She's looking really sad. And a flower, yellow flower.
And I know you also have a geology box. Tell us about that.
I really love rocks, so I did a rock box last year and this year. I have a ton of rocks and fossils. All the rocks were from a kit, except for one. I found one of them. It was an agate. And some of the other ones was an agranite and ortheris. I kind of forgot how to say it, but yeah, those are some of the rocks, a watermelon rock, a carnelian, some of those.
And where do you keep all of them?
Well, I kind of have, those totes that go under your bed, I have a whole box full of them packed and a few other small boxes full of rocks.
Do you look for rocks when you're outside?
Oh, it's really fun, yes. I like to go onto the trail. There's a lot of rocks up there.
And what are you hoping to find in your travels with rocks?
I'm hoping to find a bunch of fossils and maybe something like, I don't know, just a bunch of cool stuff.
Very good. And I understand you also have some jelly here, too. What kind did you make?
I made strawberry jelly.
Is that your favorite?
On club crackers, yes.
And Ingrid, you've been involved in 4-H for a couple of years. You're thinking about trying any other projects in the future?
Yes. Since I did my copper rose this year, next year I'm planning to do something like a tin bouquet and maybe some copper flowers in it too.
Ingrid, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would say you should join 4-H because it's really fun and you get to learn and make friends and you get to be close buddies with everybody, and it keeps you busy if there's something like on your mind that's sad or heartbreaking. It just gets it off your mind.
Ingrid Thomas, a member of the Dusty Trails 4-H Clubs, joins us here at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, as well as Corn Country 92.1 and Q 107.3.